Labors of Love. An informative look at modern-day evangelization, featuring the ministries and work of the Catholic Church in South Texas. Stay with us and learn of the Church's many services and benefits with your host, Margaret Alleria, Director of Religious Education for the Diocese of Corpus Christi, as she explores the Catholic faith with her many guests and their labors of love.
Thank you for being with us on Labors of Love. I'm your host, Margaret Alaria, and I'm here with my guest, Gande de Leon, who is the Director of Parish Stewardship and Development for the Diocese of Corpus Christi. How are you, Gande?
I'm doing great, Margaret. How are you doing today?
I'm doing well. I've had you on the program, but it's been a couple of years. When we first started the program, I had you here, and so I thought it would be wise to bring you back and see how things are going in your neck of the woods.
Well, it's always my pleasure to come down to KLUX and talk to you.
So let's get to know you a little bit better. Can you share a little bit about yourself?
Sure. I'm here. I'm a native Corpus Christi resident. I've lived here for 38 years, except when I served in the military. Been married this year for 18 years, and I got that right. I have four girls, age ranges from 6 to 16 years old, and I think I might have gotten that right or wrong. So. But anyway, I've served here in the Diocese of Corpus Christi for 6 years in this position, and it has been a great pleasure to really be a student of stewardship while serving the bishop and the people of the diocese and the priests of Corpus Christi.
So let's talk about, in general, what stewardship is. What is stewardship?
Well, think of stewardship as your manager. And so try to think that everything that we have is a gift from God. And if we believe that everything that we have is a gift from God, then we're responsible for those gifts. And not just responsible in caring for them, but actually going out and bearing fruit. And that's the part that often, you know, gets people, you know, caught up after a while, because they think, oh, I just got to take care of it. Well, it's a little bit more than that. We got to take care of everything, and we have to go and bear fruit. And that includes our financial gifts, the lives of the people in our lives, the people that we like and we don't like. We have to see them as a gift of God. And also our own life. We have to value our own life, that God has put us here for a specific reason and a specific purpose, and we have to fulfill that purpose. And that is the spirituality of stewardship.
Okay, so is this a spirituality then that's lived out? People learn about it. They say, this is for me. Everyone has a chance to be a good steward. Tell me about that.
So stewardship is a way of life.
Okay.
And again, it's a mentality. It's just the way we think. Everybody and anybody. And that's the thing. If you can think, then we start learning how to be a good steward all the way from a small child. When we think about this, if we look at our own children, we give them a toy or something like that. And what do we teach them? We tell them to share. And when we tell them to share, it's a responsibility. It's an obligation. We don't teach our kids, don't share this with anybody. Keep this to yourself and just don't share. You know, we teach them to share. It's to share.
So a lot of people think that stewardship maybe is a money thing, but it's not at all.
It really isn't. Money is actually just one component of stewardship. But stewardship is really, it's again, a way of life. It's a complete way of thinking. And it's every part of our life. It's our time. It's our talents. It's our treasure. It's how we manage our treasure, not just what we give back, but how do we take care of what we have. It's our children. It's our family. It's our friends. How do we take care of other relationships in our life? How do we take care of our prayer life? Every part of our life that we're conscious about, that's being a steward about. It's how do we make decisions? It's the choices we make.
So in other words, the word that's coming to mind is being responsible for everything that God has gifted us with.
Very responsible. It's so there's like four pillars of stewardship. If you want to look at the spirituality, there's identity, trust, gratitude, and love. We first need to know that we are made by God for God to love and serve God. That's our identity. And then we must trust God. And if we're going to trust God, we also must be trustworthy, where he can trust us. And that's also a challenge for all of us, including myself at times, you know, because, you know, when we think about it, it's always the things that we the decisions that we have when nobody is looking that are always the most difficult. And then there's a third component, which is gratitude. How do we think about what we have? Are we grateful for it? Do we acknowledge it? Hey, listen, this wasn't just something that I earned. I didn't earn this on my own. It was given to me. Even if we think we earned it, well, the opportunity that we were given to earn it was really given to us by the Lord. And then the final thing is love. And love, as we know, is not a feeling. It's a call to action. It's really us taking steps and loving and serving one another. So identity, trust, gratitude, and love in that particular order.
Okay, wonderful. So let's go ahead and talk then about the Catholic Stewardship Appeal. Tell me all about that.
So the Catholic Stewardship Appeal is something that I am extremely proud of being a part of this year. What we've done is completely different. And every year, you know, we have the appeal that helps raise money for the ministries of the Diocese of Corpus Christi, over 30 ministries that are really necessary. There's not one ministry that could be funded just by the diocese writing a check. It's really funded by the people of the Diocese of Corpus Christi. And then we all have a part in helping make this ministry, whether it's prison ministry, whether it's RCIA training to the catechists, whether it's helping our priests administratively or giving to the poor or the Mother Teresa shelter, Catholic Charities. In all these ways, the Catholic Stewardship Appeal helps serve the greater community, the Diocese of Corpus Christi. Well, we've always asked people to participate and to really give a part of their own income. Well, this year was something completely different. What we decided to do was, listen, if we talk about the spirituality of stewardship and what it means to be a good steward, like we just talked about, an identity, trust, gratitude, and love, and if it really is a way of life, then we really have to give people an opportunity to reexamine their own life in every single aspect of it, not just the financial. So what we did was we created a pledge card where they could participate in their prayer life, their everyday life, their talents and skills, and through their finances. And what we did was something that I used to do as a kid was, you know, when I was small, my dad used to teach us to write goals. You write down a goal and then you work hard towards achieving that goal. And you look at that goal when you wake up in the morning, you look at that goal when you go to sleep at night. And it should be the first thing you think about, the last thing you think about. And you should want that goal like the air you breathe. That's just, you should have a strong passion
it's
for
pretty
that.
Intense.
It's intense. And that's all you should be thinking about. Well, what if we apply that to our own spiritual life and the way that we think about God? What if we did that? Well, the first thing is we have to make it real. And how do we make it real? We make it real by writing it down. And so in this year's 2015 Catholic Stewardship Appeal in all the parishes, which you may have already participated in, but they should still have some additional cards, we have a goal card where they have a commitment card where they have their spiritual goals, their prayer life, their everyday life, their talent, skills, and my money. And so for an example of this, one thing is called my prayer life. And it asks the person to make a commitment. I will pray for this person or intention all through the year. And so they can write it down. Now, here's the thing that really takes this whole appeal to the next level. And that is, we went to the Pink Sisters and...
Tell us about the Pink Sisters.
Well, the Pink Sisters are it's a religious order. They're international. They're, across the globe. They have several different convents here in the United States and one here in Corpus Christi. And they're cloistered. And cloistered means that they're secluded, if you will, in a home, and they spend all their day in praying for the needs of the world. Now, when you think about this, it's really just, it almost makes you just pause. It just makes you think that somebody is praying for us. Somebody is praying for every person in the world in front of the Blessed Sacrament, and that's what they do. And they invite everybody to come to their chapel, and it's down on Ocean Drive, and it's beautiful. But there's a certain presence of holiness that they strive for every day in a life of discipline and prayer and community. But they don't leave the convent. They stay in the convent, and that is them removing themselves from the world to pray for the world. So they haven't taken themselves out of the world. They're still very much a part of the world.
They don't hate the world. I mean, they're just calling themselves to silence and prayer and discipline, like you said, and community amongst one another.
Yes.
But their whole focus is prayer.
That's right. And so what they did, when we talked to them about what our vision was to make the Catholic Stewardship Appeal really inclusive, they said, Conde, we would be happy to participate. And this is the thing that is just so amazing. And it's just such a blessing that we have these women, just of strong character and faith in our diocese. They have committed to praying for every single person that writes out their goals and the commitment card all year long. Now, at some point, they'll read every person's name in front of the Blessed Sacrament and read each one of the goals that they wrote to themselves. And that is amazing that somebody would be willing to take the time out to do that. Then what we're going to do is we're going to send these goals back sometime during the year so the people can have a copy of these and they can know that somebody has prayed for them and that they can be reminded of what they committed to. So it can be the first thing they look at when they wake up and the last thing they look at when they go to bed. And then the last thing is we've asked every person in the household to participate. So if you can read and write, you can participate. And actually, if you don't read and write, you can have someone help you write them out and you can still participate. But it's not just for a head of household asking to give a financial gift, but it's the kids, it's the teens, it's the spouses, everybody
in
the house.
And basically you've asked them, what do you care about? What have you been praying about? What else do you want this Pink Sisters to pray for you about?
Exactly. Or intention. And it could be, I will try to be more like Christ at home and work or school. Like, what are we going to do to be more like Christ? How can we share this talent or skill with my community?
Stay with us. We'll talk more about the Catholic Stewardship Appeal when we come back.
This is Labors of Love.
Enjoy good, old-fashioned, and delicious barbecued sirloin with all the trimmings and homemade desserts at the annual St. George Picnic in George West. The date is Sunday, April 12th, with events beginning at 11 a.m. You can eat there or drive through on Travis Street and pick up your meal. You can even buy barbecue by the pound to enjoy later. But you may want to stay for the live auction, country store, and market, children's games, artist Jason Rodriguez, and a silent auction. For additional information, call the St. George Parish Office at 361-447-2893.
Welcome back to Labors of Love. Again, I'm here with my guest, Ganda de Leon, Director of Parish Stewardship and Development for the Diocese of Corpus Christi, and we've been speaking about the Catholic Stewardship Appeal. And the exciting thing is that there's something different or additional that you're doing this year, and it involves the Pink Sisters, who are cloistered, who spend all their time in prayer, and they have dedicated their next year, is it, to pray for us?
Yes.
Okay. I remember filling this out at my parish, and it was just so touching because my whole family was there. My 7-year-old, my 10-year-old wanted to write things down. I had my own personal intentions, and so it was a really touching moment for me to see the beautiful video and then to be able to focus on prayer. So in the past, we would offer our gifts of finances, but now we could say, well, I will pray for this person, or I'm going to offer this talent, or this is what I need intense prayer for. And we have these wonderful sisters who are praying for us. So it was a great experience. What about you? Did you fill out one of these cards?
That's a good question. I'm glad you asked me that question, Margaret. So what I did is I was so pumped up about this appeal. You probably can't tell that I get excited about things. But I was so excited about this that I actually took the brochure home, the commitment envelope, and I took down the for additional family members cards. And we had a family meeting, and I got all of my kids around. And we watched the video together. And then I talked to them. So they actually didn't fill it out during the video, but after the video, we talked about it. And I said, all right, kids, here's the deal. We are going to do this as a family. And I said, I'm going to ask you the question again, and I want you to quietly write it down. And I have a little 6-year-old, and she's learning to read and write. And so she was adamant that she was going to do her own. But she asked, and they said, and then my oldest, of course, said, Dad, are you going to look at these? And I was like, no, of course not. And they're like, you're going to look at them, aren't you? I was like, okay, I'm going to look at them. But you know what? It was a family exercise. We did something together as a family spiritually. And you know, my dad taught me how to write goals and to try to achieve them, you know, and it was amazing because I didn't realize, actually, as I'm telling you this, I'm just now realizing that I've been able to pass that on to my children, that my dad taught me that, hey, it's important that we write things down and achieve for them. It's important that we do it together as a family. And I'd invite everybody, if they haven't already, to do it together as a family. A friend of mine told me once, charity starts at home. And when you think about it, there's a quote or the story about Mother Teresa, that somebody went to Mother Teresa and they wanted to give up everything and go serve in her mission. And she said, you know what? But instead of moving out here, why don't you start in your neighborhood? Start in your family, then you go to your neighborhood, and then your neighborhood, you go to your community, and go from there. And we have people that we need to help in our families. And this is an excellent opportunity as a head of household to bring your family together spiritually. And for some people, it's hard to pray together as a family. They find it weird, you know, or they might not find it, I don't want to pray together, or I don't want to hold hands. Well, okay, this is a good baby step that's very practical, where you can talk to your kids and say, hey, listen, this is what we're going to aim for. You know, because it's one thing to say, I'm going to pray for you. And then you leave and you never pray for that person. And then it's like, oh, who was I going to pray for again? Well, this is a discipline where we actually have to write it down.
Well, and you have some great prompts. For example, it says, in my prayer life, I will pray for this person or intention. So if someone does find it hard to really, where do I start with prayer? How do I learn how to pray? Well, just put down someone that you want to pray for. And it can be that simple. You have them on your mind, on your thought. You think of them throughout the day. Or in my everyday life, I will try to be more like Christ at home. I will share this talent or skill with my parish or community. And so you're basically calling people to action with this.
That's right.
And while at the same time, them knowing they can write down prayer needs and they will go to the Pink Sisters for
yes.
constant prayer, right? And then finally, you do have, because we do need to be good stewards of our money, God is trusting me to be a good steward of my financial blessings. So I will share them with those in need by... And so there's an area where people can contribute financially. And so how do people respond to this different type of Catholic stewardship appeal?
Well, so far, the response has been tremendous. And I would like to take this opportunity, Margaret, to sincerely thank Bishop Michael Mulvey, the Pink Sisters, all the priests of the Diocese of Corpus Christi, and most importantly, the people of the Diocese of Corpus Christi. You know, we could not have this appeal without you. We could not have these ministries without you. And there will always be needy. There will always be people that need help. But there's also always going to be people that are willing to serve the Lord. And the people that participate in this appeal, and maybe not in this appeal, but just by giving to their church, or again, charity starts at home. You guys, you all are the ones that make a difference in the life. And so I'd like to thank them. And with that, I will tell you the response has been overwhelmingly positive. It's just been an outpouring of pledges that we've received. So we think that it's going to be really well. We've actually challenged for 100% participation. And again, Margaret, you know, being a steward is to try to work in every aspect of your life. And one of those aspects is the financial. So we are asking everyone to make a gift of some sort, whether it be a one-time gift and it's a small gift, that's fine. Or a large gift, if that's fine, if it meets within your budget, or a pledge, and you can spread it out over 10 or 12 months. And you can even give online at diocesecc.org. You can call our office at 882-6191 and ask for help. But to participate in some way. Now, we don't want anybody to be turned away because they don't have the means to give financially. So if you can't give financially, that's okay. Fill out the rest of the card and the Pink Sisters will still pray for you. It's not absolutely necessary. The Catholic Stewardship Appeal is an appeal to help the diocese have an opportunity to be better stewards of every part of our life.
So that can mean that I need to be a better steward of my family or of my time. Because, you know, as a mother of three, I'm always going here and there and everywhere. So to become a better steward of the time God has given me. Talents. I mean, what are the different areas that I can be a steward at?
Well, on the card, it's of your time, your workplace, and how you're going to be at your faith, your prayer life.
Of my prayer.
Yeah.
So I need to be a good steward of my prayer life as a Catholic.
Right. It could be something as simple as I want to say grace before meals from now on as a family.
Mm.
Or I'm going to say, you know what? Here's an easy thing for married couples. I remember our pastor, Monsignor Morgan, used to tell us, the family that prays together stays together. We took that to heart. And, you know, my wife and I have tried to make a habit when we're laying down in bed, I'll hold her hand and I'll say a prayer for both of us out loud. Sometimes I'll ask her to say it, but, we always try to pray together. We don't do it every night, but we try to do it as often as we can. But we're doing it together. And it's important to say it out loud because it's proclaiming God, with two. And when two or more are together in his name, you know, Jesus will be among us.
So I'm glad to hear that people are participating. So they're not just opening it and there's a request for funding for great programs, actually, but there is a call to action in terms of prayer.
Yes.
And it's so essential to develop a prayer life and to really build that relationship with God and Jesus Christ and the Holy Spirit. So why is it important then for people to pray or people to even participate in the Catholic Stewardship Appeal?
You know, Margaret, so one of the things that I've learned through my life is that our life is a journey. And we are on that journey with other pilgrims. And we are all pilgrims, but there are other pilgrims right next to us. And one, we can't get there by ourselves. We need each other. And so with that, we all have gifts in our lives, and a lot of those gifts are the people in our lives. I would say without really thinking, it's just off the top of my head, I would say that one of the single best gifts that God's given us are the people around us. Again, whether the people we like them or we don't like them, that really doesn't matter.
Well, they're put in our lives for a reason.
Exactly. And we're called to find that out. So going back to your question, and why is it important that everybody participate? Well, because my brothers and sisters in Christ, I'm counting on you. I mean, I need your prayers to get through my life. I need your prayers to help my kids get through their life. I need you. I need you spiritually just as much as you need me spiritually. We need each other, and we depend on one another to pray to the Lord, to help each other, not just through prayer, but through our talents. I need people to try to reach their vocation of a good marriage and family. I need a good man to one day marry my daughters. I need a good men and women to serve our country, to defend our country. I need good men and women out there to become a doctor, to help take care of my kids' health. So you see, we all need
to be our priests and to deliver
yes.
the sacraments, and then our sisters to pray for us.
That's
our
right.
pink sisters.
So it's like we're not living in a silo. We're in this together. Whether we want to be in it together or not, we're here. The Catholic Stewardship Appeal, it unifies everybody. It brings everybody together, no matter where they're at financially or spiritually. By filling out a card, we are united together. It doesn't sound like it's real, but it is.
Well, the first word that's coming to mind is community. So I like thinking of the Stewardship Appeal as an attempt to bring us to community. Now, if someone hasn't participated but they would like to, where would you send them?
They can go to their parish, and they should be pledge cards in the back of the pews. If not, ask your pastor. We heard about this Catholic Stewardship Appeal pledge card. We missed it. We want to get it. Or call my office, 882-6191. Ask for Conde de Leon or anybody in the stewardship office, and we'll get it to you. Or you can email us at cdeleon@dioccc.org.
Well, thanks for being with us, Gonda, and many blessings to the Stewardship Appeal. Stay with us. Deacon Nolte with Sacred Moments is up next.
This is Labors of Love, the ministries and evangelization of the Diocese of Corpus Christi. If you have questions or perhaps a comment about today's program, why not send us email? Address your email to labors@klux.org or by U.S. mail, 1200 Lantana, Corpus Christi, Texas, 78407. And now, with this week's sacred moment, here is Deacon Stephen Nolte.
We've all heard the story of Joshua in the city of Jericho. Standing in the way of the Israelites taking ownership of the Promised Land, Jericho was defended by strong stone walls. Many thought it to be a city that could not be defeated. But God had a plan. He had the Israelites march around the city once a day for 6 days, carrying the Ark of the Covenant, with 7 priests bearing ram's horns, leading the way as they blew on the horns. On the 7th day, the Israelites marched around the city 7 times in the same manner as before. Upon completion of the 7th time around, the horns were blown, and all the people shouted, as the walls of Jericho fell, and the city was taken. The ram's horns used by the priests at Jericho were ceremonial horns used for centuries to call the people to worship. They were called shofars, and were made from the horns of male sheep and goats. Instrument makers would boil the horns and carefully hollow them out. The walls of a shofar had to have a consistent thickness to be of use. Once it was properly shaped, the breath of the musician, blown into the mouthpiece, gave voice to the horn, producing the sounds for which it was created. In the second chapter of Genesis, we are told that the Lord God formed man out of the clay of the ground, and blew into his nostrils the breath of life, and so man became a living being. Like a shofar, we must be emptied of self and properly shaped in order to resonate with the breath of life which the Spirit of God gives us. God creates us out of love, for love. Such love does not limit itself to one song. Rather, it sings all that is good and beautiful, of all that is true. It sings a song of the One who composed every note of creation. It is only when we give ourselves to God, allowing Him to form us, that we become instruments worthy of the song of love He has written into our hearts. It is only when we put aside our selfish desires and listen to God's Spirit of love that our souls can resonate with the song of love He longs for us to sing. If we are truly to live as God created us to be, we must be willing to enter into His song, the song of love. It is a song that asks us to give ourselves to those around us in a manner that is appropriate to the relationship, husband to wife, mother to daughter, brother to sister, and friend to friend. The song also leads us to listen to the notes of love resonating in other souls. We are created to be a gift to one another and to receive the gift of others, even as the Father gives Himself to the Son, and the Son receives the gift of the Father, responding to it with His own gift of self in return to the Father. This is what it means to love one another as He has loved us. This is what it means to love God with our whole soul, with all our might, and all our mind. May God's ever-present Spirit shape you and lead you to sing the song of love that He has placed in your soul and written in your heart. And may you always be blessed with hearing the notes of His song of love in the sacred moments of your everyday. Amen.
Thanks for being with us on Labors of Love. I'd like to thank my guest, Ganda De Leon, Director of Parish Stewardship and Development. I'd like to thank also the wonderful Pink Sisters that are praying for us. If you would like more information about the Catholic Stewardship Appeal, please call 361-882-6191. Thanks again for joining us on Labors of Love.
This has been Labors of Love with Margaret Alleria. If you'd like to hear this or a previous program again, or download it to your device, browse to podcasts.goccn.net. Scroll down and select the Labors of Love category. Be with us next week at this same time for another edition of Labors of Love. Labors of Love is a production of the Department of Religious Education, Diocese of Corpus Christi. And CCN, the Catholic Communications Network.